Once again, I bring you greetings.
Sekali lagi unjuk salam ke saudara.
From Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Di Tulsa, Oklahoma.
And I am so honored to be with you.
Abdi menang kehormatan pikeun bebarengan.
Today I'm the pastor of a church.
Abdi teh pangangon di gereja.
But this was not always my ministry.
Tapi salilana abdi nu ngalakukeun.
For many, many years.
Salila 10 tahun.
I ministered to children.
Abdi ngalayanan barudak.
I traveled all over America.
Ngulilingan Amerika.
And ministered to thousands of children.
Ngalayanan ribuan barudak.
And we've seen the grace of God
kartanempo anugrah Allah
in the lives of children.
Dinu kahirupan barudak.
They have been saved.
Diselametkeun.
They have been filled with the Holy Spirit.
Dipinuhan ku Roh Kudus.
And we have seen amazing miracles.
Disaksikeun mujizat nu ngagetkeun.
As we have preached the word of God
waktu khotbah dawuhan Gusti
to our boys and girls.
Kabarudak awewe lalaki.
God wants us to know
that
we must preach to children.
Urang kudu khotbah ka barudak.
So I turn your attention to 1 Corinthians 1:21.
Jadi abdi ngajak saderek dina 1 Korintus 1 ayat 21.
I will read the last part of this verse.
Urang baca ayat nu akhirna bae.
It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching.
Allah kumanten ngresakeun maparin kaslametan.
To save them which believe.
Percaya ku kabodohan ngawartakeun Injil.
The Bible tells us that without preaching,
Alkitab merenyaho teterang Injil.
People cannot be saved.
Jalma moal salamet.
Preaching the message.
Nabikeun ka pesen Injil.
Imparts faith to the heart of the unbeliever.
Nancepkeun iman kana hatena nu can percaya.
Preaching imparts faith to children.
Utbakeun nancepkeun iman ka barudak.
And it gives them the opportunity to be saved.
Yaitu mereka sempetan diselamatkan.
We read this further in the book of Romans chapter 10.
Orang baca Roma pasal 10.
The Bible says, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Jika Alkitab singisan ngagero kapajerangan Gusti bakal diselamatkan.
But then it asks the question, how shall they call on him in whom they've not believed?
Baya pananya kumaharek bisa ngagero kamantan alamun tu percaya.
How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard?
Kumarek percaya mun teu ngadengeun perkara mantenna.
And how shall they hear without a preacher?
Kumaha bisa nangadenge mun teu aya nu ngabejaan.
God loves this world.
Gusti sakitu asihna ka dunya.
So much that he sent his son.
Nepi ka ngutus putrana.
To die for the sins of all.
Hapus pikeun dosa sakumaha umat.
And as badly as he wants to see all saved.
Mantenna hoyong ningali sakabeh salamet.
They cannot come to him without a preacher who proclaims the message. God loves our children, but they cannot come to him without a preacher. We must preach also to the children. The Bible says preach to every creature. Many people interpret this in the wrong way. They preach only to the big creatures.
Warta kenanangan ka makhluk gede.
But God expects us to preach even to the small creatures.
Si mangarepkeun ka makhluk leutik oge.
There comes a time in a child's life.
Aya waktuna dina kahirupan budak.
Somewhere around the age of 7.
Umur 7 tahun.
That he learns the difference between right and wrong.
Diajar antara bener jeung salah.
For the first time in his life.
Mimitina dina hirupna.
He has a guilty conscience.
Rasa salah.
He knows that he has done something that he should not have done. I heard Billy Graham preach about this many, many years ago. He wondered, what is the most religious age of man? At what point in a man's life is he more hungry for God? He told about the study of college professors.
Manehna mere nyawa studi profesor di perguruan tinggi.
And they studied people of every age.
Manehna nitelan manusia unggul tahapan umur.
They thought that surely that men would be more sensitive to God in old age.
Pikirna pasti nu kolot nu leuwih kangen ka Gusti.
They found out that this was not true.
Ieu teu bener.
They thought then that men would be more sensitive at age 50.
Pikiran nu saterusna pasti nu umur 50 tahunan.
They found this too was not true.
Ieu ge salah.
They studied people who were the parents of new children.
Eta keluarganya nu kakaraboga budak.
And they found that they were not as sensitive.
Ieu oge teu ngarti kangen.
They studied teenagers.
Dina kaum rumaja.
They found out
kapanggi
in all of their studies
dina sakabeh studina
that people are more curious about God.
Hayang leuwih nyaho ka perkara Gusti.
Around age 7.
Umur 7 tahun.
than any other time.
Dibanding jeung umur nu liana.
There are many churches who do not believe
bahwa gereja nu percaya
that a child can come to Christ until he is 12.
Budak teu bisa datang ka Kristus nepi ka umur 12 tahun.
We should not think in this way.
Urang sakuduna teu mikir kitu.
By the time a child is 12,
waktu budak umur 12 tahun,
if he has not been reached for Christ,
lamun teu dimenangkeun pikeun Kristus,
he will have made many bad decisions.
Bakal lumpat kana kaputusan goreng.
We teach even the little ones.
Di ngajar malah barudak leutik.
As soon as they're able to understand,
tangis barisan ngarti,
that God created the worlds.
Yen Gusti nu nyiptakeun dunya.
My 18-month-old daughter came into my room one day.
Abdi umur 18 bulan nyampurkeun ka kamar.
And she began to kiss my Bible.
Manehna nyium Alkitab abdi.
And she called it Bible.
Nyebutna Alkitab.
When she was barely able to speak.
Manehna meh bisa nyarita.
I wondered how she could do this.
Erana geuning bisaeun ieu.
I thought my wife had taught her.
Gantepun bojo nu ngajarna.
But I found that she had been taught in the nursery.
Geuning nyatana mah diajar di kamar balita.
There was a lady in our church who taught her.
Yawe nu ngajarna di gereja.
And all the little children.
Kabeh barudak leutik.
All about Jesus.
Kabeh hal Yesus.
They were seated at a table.
Marena diuk deket meja.
The lady was in the middle.
Awewe di tengahna.
The table was shaped like a horseshoe.
Meja tadi seperti tapal kuda.
The little children were all along the outside.
Barudak ngurilingan meja.
And the lady was in the middle.
Awewe aya di tengahna.
She held up a picture of Jesus.
Manena nyekel gambar Yesus.
And she said, "Boys and girls, this is Jesus."
Amungna anak king, ieu Yesus.
And we love Jesus.
Urang miasihna.
Jesus made this world.
Yesus nyiptakeun dunya ieu.
And we love the Bible.
Urang genyah ka Alkitab.
The Bible tells us about Jesus.
Alkitab nyaritakeun Yesus teh.
She began to kiss her Bible.
Manehna mimiti nyiumna Alkitab.
At that time, her helpers came.
Waktu eta asistenna datang.
They put small Bibles in the hands of every child.
Manehna mere Alkitab leutik ka barudak.
They showed the little children how to kiss the Bibles.
Maranena nyonton kumaha nyium Alkitab.
And they told them that Jesus is in the Bible.
Karta merenyaho dina Alkitab aya Yesus.
The teacher held up a picture of Jesus.
Guruna mogeun gambar Yesus.
And a picture of the Son.
Jeung gambar panonpoe.
And she said, "Jesus made the sun."
Mongna Yesus nyiptakeun panonpoe.
"Jesus made the stars."
Bentang-bentang.
Jesus made the trees.
Katangkalan.
He made the green grass.
Jukut hejo.
He makes houses.
Ima-ima.
He makes mommies.
Ma.
And daddies.
Jeung bapa.
And he makes puppy dogs.
Antena uga nyiptakeun anak anjing.
And kitty cats.
Anak ucing.
Jesus makes all these things.
Yesus nyiptakeun sakabehna.
He created everything.
Nyiptakeun sagalana.
Jesus makes ice cream.
Oge es krim.
She showed them pictures of all these things.
Manehna nembungkeun sakabeh gambar sakabeh barang.
As she was preaching the word of God to them.
Geus ngadugikeun dawuhan Gusti ka maranehna.
In a way that they could understand.
Cara nu bisa ngartieun.
This did not last very long.
Ieu teu lila.
But it made an impact.
Tapi cukup mere pangaruh.
My own little daughter.
Kun anak nu leutik keneh.
Hugged the Bible.
Nyukupan Alkitab.
And she kissed it.
Sarta dicium.
Over and again.
Sabaraha kali.
Many people think that babysitting happens in the church.
Loba nu mikir ngasuh budak kudu di gereja.
When we're teaching the little children.
Keur ngajar budak leutik.
But this does not have to be.
Kudu kitu.
Though these little children may have many teachers.
Sanajan budak leutik teh boga guruna.
There will never be anyone take the place of that teacher.
Tapi bisa diganti kunu sajena.
She is preaching the eternal word of God.
Nena keur nepikeun dawuhan Gusti nu langgeng.
It made an impression on those little children.
Ya mereka san kabar budak leutik.
That they will last the rest of their lives.
Kuat saumur-umur.
It is important that we preach to boys and girls.
Penting nepikeun kabar budak awewe lalaki.
So that they know what to do.
Nepikeun nyaho nu kudu dilakukeun.
When they have a guilty conscience.
Waktu manehna ngarasa salah.
And they'll know to come to Christ.
Manehna nyaho nu kudu datang ka Kristus.
My own little daughter came to me.
Mun anak nu leutik nyampurkeun.
After she heard one of our lessons.
Tangis ngadangu pengajaran ieu.
She told me, "I have not been filled with the Holy Spirit."
Renyau ka abdi, abdi can dipinuhan Roh Kudus.
She said, "I want to receive the Holy Spirit."
Omongna abdi hayang nampi Roh Kudus.
She was just a little girl.
Ngan budak awewe leutik.
But she had faith in her heart.
Imanena boga iman dina hatena.
We knelt and we prayed.
Berdiri ku terus ngadoa.
And we laid our hands upon her. And she began to speak with other tongues. She was filled with the Holy Spirit. At a very early age. Because she had faith. God looks for faith. Not age. God will reveal himself to anyone who has faith. You and I have this power. To give faith to people. We can give them faith. By the preaching of God's word. Now we must relate to the audience. I turn your attention to 1 Corinthians chapter
9.
We see important principles on preaching.
Kurang nampak prinsip penting khotbah.
The Bible says that we serve people in order to gain them.
Kita kurang ngalayanan jalma supaya dimenangkan.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 20.
Ini hiji Korintus pasal 8 ayat 20.
Paul says to the Jews, I became a Jew.
Paulus keur urang Yahudi, kami seperti urang Yahudi.
To them that are under the law, as under the law.
Pikeun nu hirupna dina hukum Taurat, kami oge saperti kitu.
He did this that he might gain them who are under the law. To them who were without law, he preached as without law. He did not abandon his law to God. But he did not try to preach the law to those who did not know it. He learned every culture. He learned the people. And he related to them. That he might reach them. I call your attention to verse
22.
He says, to the weak became I as weak. That I might gain the weak. I am made all things. To all men. That I might by all means save some.
Supaya bisa menangkan di antara maranehna.
So if I want to reach children,
jadi abdi hayang menangkan barudak,
I must learn to think like a child.
Bisa mikir seperti barudak.
And children think differently than do we.
Ikan barudak beda jeung pikiran urang.
This is confirmed in the Bible.
Jadi kuatkan di Alkitab.
1 Corinthians 13 and 11.
Di Korintus 13 ayat 11.
Paul said, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. He said, when I became a man, I put away childish things. He did not say it was sinful to be a child. It's not sinful to be a child. It is not sinful for a child to think like a child.
Berdosa menjadi budak, mikir seperti budak.
Someday he will grow up and think differently.
Di waktu bakal tumbuh jeung mikirkeun lain.
But while he is a child, he thinks different.
Tapi sawaktu leutik kana mah pikiranna beda.
So I preach to children.
Di khotbah ka barudak.
Not to compromise the gospel.
Lain keur ngompromikeun Injil.
But to make it so they can understand it.
Tapi keur nyeun supaya maranehna ngarti.
In our country, we have many restaurants.
Di negara abdi, loba restoran.
And many of them have a plate for children.
Loba di antara porsi keur barudak.
It is not a different kind of food.
Adaharna teu beda.
It's only a smaller bit of food.
Dan teu loba.
This is called a child's plate.
Disebutna porsi budak.
When I preach to children,
ku abdi ngawawarkeun Injil ka barudak.
I do not preach a different gospel.
Teu ngawartakeun nu beda.
I just preach less of it. I preach only a little at a time. So that they can understand it. I preach also with things they can see. Because children learn by what they see. We call this stereo. You can see the gospel. As well as hear it. It is the most effective way of teaching children. It's also important to realize that children have short attention spans. When you gather them together in a group, they have an attention span. It is about a minute for each year of age.
Kira-kira 1 menit saban tahunna.
If you have a group of 3-year-old children, the attention span is about 3 minutes.
Rentang perhatian anak selalu 3 menit.
If you have 6-year-old children,
mengurus umur 6 tahun,
the attention span is about 6 minutes.
Rentang waktu perhatian anak 6 menit.
The older the children are,
makin gede,
the longer they will listen.
Makin lila bisa ngebandungan anak.
So when you're teaching a mixed group of children,
sadarek ngajar barudak bareda umurna,
you preach the shorter attention span.
Sadarek khotbahna kudu leuwih pendek.
So this is why children are different.
Eta sababna barudak beda.
They cannot concentrate as long as do adults.
Karena teu bisa musatkeun lila kawas nu dewasa.
We must honor this.
Urang kudu ngajenan.
We offend them.
Urang nyerang maranehanna.
By making them not listen.
Supaya ngabandungan.
By preaching for a long time.
Jeung khotbah lila.
If you were reaching another group of people,
sadayak meunangkeun kelompok sajen,
you would not want to offend them.
Rerek mah nyerang maranehanna.
The same thing is with the children.
Tarwajing barudak.
They don't get mad and walk away.
Mal ambek tapi nyingkah.
They will not throw stones at you.
Mal nenggoran.
They just don't listen.
Dan mal kengabandungan.
They begin to fight with each other. So you must respect the attention span.
Urang kudu ngajenan rentang waktu perhatian.
When we are building a building,
ngabangun hiji gedong,
we must first lay a foundation.
Urang kudu nyieun pondasi.
And that's what we do in preaching to children.
Daye nu dilakukeun dina khotbah ka barudak.
We preach very basic truth.
Abdi khotbah kayaktian nu dasar.
And so we preach on obedience to parents.
Kataatan ka kolot.
We preach about how we are saved.
Kumaha diselamet.
We teach them how to resist temptation.
Kumaha nolak godaan.
We teach about the operation of faith.
Iman anu maju.
We warn them about the deception of sin.
Nelingan kumati budaya dosa.
We preach the baptism in the Holy Spirit.
Baptisan Roh Kudus.
We preach about choosing right friends.
Milih batur nu bener.
We preach about the power of words.
Hal kawasana omongan.
And we teach them about the goodness of God.
Hal kahadean Gusti.
These are the basic truths of God's word.
Kita kayaktian dasar ti dawuhan Gusti.
That we communicate with boys and girls.
Disambungkeun jeung barudak awewe lalaki.
And when we preach these truths,
urang nepikeun kayaktian eta.
It is important that we use objects.
Penting kudu make peraga.
Many years ago, the Lord gave me an idea for this message.
Taun nu kaliwat Gusti masihan ide keur pesenan.
I had never heard anyone preach this before.
Dan aya nu khotbah ieu samemehna.
I was praying about what to preach about.
Dina doa nu rek dihotbahkeun.
I knew I was to preach about healing.
Abdi terang, naon urang dihotbahkeun ka warasan.
And I saw myself preaching with this whip.
Dihotbah make pecut.
I had to make it by myself.
Kudu dipraktekkeun.
So I went to a store that sold leather.
Abdi init ka toko kulit.
And I tied the leather straps together.
Abdi nalian tali kulit ieu.
To make a whip like the one that was used to beat Jesus. I told the children, by his stripes we are healed. As I preached the message, I whipped the whip. Then I brought forth a little boy. I put some artificial blood on his back. And I made it look like stripes on his back. The children could hear the gospel.
Barulah bisa ngabandungan Injil.
They could see the gospel.
Karena bisa nempo Injil.
That night in my service, there was an 8-year-old girl who was totally deaf. And God opened up her ears. She could not hear the message. But she had faith in her heart. She had faith in her heart. Because she could see. The interpreter explained what I was teaching. So she came to receive healing. God confirms His word. Even with boys and girls.
Malah jeung barudak awewe lalaki.
So we must preach with things kids can see.
Urang khotbah mawa barang anu bisa katempo ku barudak.
When I preach about the cross of Christ,
abdi khotbah hal salib Kristus,
I bring forth a hammer and nails.
Abdi mawa palu
I talk about how our Lord went to the cross. How that he died for our sins. It is amazing how children listen when I use a simple object. I teach them about the sword of the Spirit. How that we speak the word of God. You have some kind of machete or some kind of sword. You can teach your children that it is like the spoken word of God. That we resist temptation with this. The devil brings thoughts to our minds. He wants us to eat his evil fruit. But we resist the devil by speaking the word of God. And we give the children a demonstration. Now when you preach this message, you have to be careful that you're a few feet away from the children. We don't want to hurt anyone's head. But you throw the apple into the air. And you chop it with the sword. It demonstrates the power of God's word. It gets the attention of your audience. When I preach about a new heart, and I tell that Jesus gives us a new heart, I dress up like a doctor. My patient has a heart of sin. I pretend to do an operation on him. I pull a stony heart out of his chest. And I tell the children that sin will make your heart hard like a rock. But God gives you a brand new heart. I take a piece of meat that looks like a heart. And I put it under the sheet. And I pretend to put it in the patient's chest. I tell the children that God gives us a brand new heart. God promised to do this in Ezekiel 36:26. He said, I will give you a heart of flesh. This heart wants to serve God. It wants to go to church. It wants to lift its hands. It wants to read the Bible. It doesn't want to say bad words. This heart wants to do right. When I wake up the patient, he has a new attitude. He lifts his hands and worships God. He's totally different than he was before. I tell the children that God gives them a brand new heart. When I preach about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I tell the children that God will give them a new backbone. He will give them boldness for Jesus. So I have a Christian come to stand before me. He tells me that he is weak, that he needs boldness. So I tell him that Jesus will give him a new backbone. I dress up like a doctor. I pretend to do a surgery. While I'm doing this, I preach. And I pull out a piece of rubber. And it bends back and forth. And then I tell the kids that Jesus comes to give them a good backbone. I will find the bone of a cow. And I paint it white. And I write the words Holy Spirit on the bone. And he gives us a new backbone. I pretend to put it into the patient. He wakes up glorifying God. He speaks with new tongues. And then he's bold for Christ. When I preach in this way, the kids can not only hear, they see the gospel. We must learn how to preach with illustrations.
Orang kudu diajar ngawalkeun Injil ku ilustrasi.
This captures the imagination of people.
Ini narik imajinasi jalma rea.
I preach a message on resisting temptation.
Abdi ngotbahkeun pasien nolak godaan.
I take the hammer.
Abdi nyokot palu.
The Bible says that God's word is like a hammer.
Cek Alkitab dawuhan Gusti teh saperti palu.
Jeremiah 23:29.
Jeremia 23 ayat 29.
I find a rubber snake.
Abdi boga orai karet.
It represents temptation.
Yang ngagambarkeun cocoba.
I give the snake a headache.
Abdi nyieun orai rieut.
While hitting him with the hammer of God's word.
Abdi neungeul ku palu dawuhan Gusti.
I teach children not to let bad words in their mouth.
Abdi ngajar barudak supaya teu ngomong kotor.
I draw a picture of a boy's face.
Abdi ngagambarkeun beungeut budak lalaki.
I make it large so all the kids can see.
Gambarna gede katempo ka kabeh barudak.
And I cut out a hole in the mouth.
Sungutna di liangan.
And then I put garbage in the back.
Terus nyimpen runtah di tukangeunana.
The garbage comes out the mouth.
Runtah kaluar tina sungutna.
I tell the children not to have a garbage mouth.
Dijelaskeun ka barudak ulah boga sungut runtah.
I teach them only to let pure things in their mouth.
Abdi ngajarkeun supaya ngomong anu hade.
I preach also on the book of Proverbs.
Abdi khotbah dumasar kana silok.
Chapter 4.
Asal opat.
It says God's word is like medicine.
Caritakeun leuwihan Gusti lir ubar.
I make capsules from plastic.
Abdi nyieun kapsul tina plastik.
I write a scripture on a piece of paper.
Ulah nulis ayat Alkitab dina kertas.
I put it inside the capsule.
Ulah diasupkeun kana kapsul.
And I tell the children that they can take God's medicine.
Jelaskeun ka barudak mana bisa nyokot ubar ti Gusti.
By putting the scriptures into their mouth.
Ngasupkeun deuan Gusti kana sungutna.
I've gotten so many ideas.
Ti abdi loba ide.
Through these things.
Ngaliwatan hal ieu.
That illustrate gospel truth.
Ngilustrasikeun kayakeun Injil.
That once you begin this.
Sakali ngamimitian.
More ideas will come.
Loba deui idena.
And you preach with power. You have the attention of the audience.
Pasti diperhatikeun hadirin.
Because they can see what you do.
Bisa nempo naon anu kusaderek dilakukeun.
Is it scriptural to do this?
Nah, dawuhan Gusti ngalakukeun ieu.
Our Lord Jesus did the same thing.
Yesus Gusti urang ngalakukeun sarua.
He took a fig tree.
Mantenna nyandak tangkal ara.
In the book of Mark chapter 11.
Dina kitab Markus pasal 11.
And he used this object.
Mantenna ngagunakeun objek ieu.
To teach his disciples a lesson on faith.
Bikin ngajar murid-muridna hal iman.
In the book of Acts, Agabus the prophet used a girdle.
Dina Kisah Rasul, Agabus nabi nu make beber.
And he prophesied to the apostle Paul with it.
Manehna ngabuatkeun Rasul Paulus ku eta.
God has always taken natural things.
Kita lawasna nyandak hal anu aya di jero.
To compare them to the word of God.
Geus ngabandingkeun jeung dawuhan Gusti.
Hebrews 4:12 says God's word is like the sword of the spirit.
Ibrani 4 ayat 12 dawuhan Gusti teh lir pedang roh.
As we read through the Bible,
waktu urang maca Alkitab,
we see the pictures God uses.
Urang nempo gambaran ku Allah digunakeun.
We must learn to preach with these pictures.
Urang kudu diajar khotbah make gambar.
Especially to the children.
Pokona ka barudak.
That they drive home the message.
Baralikna mah pesen eta.
And they give us the power to communicate.
Maranehna mere kawasa pikeun nyambungkeun.
Once we are finished with the message,
tangsareng-sareng ka pesen eta.
We must give an invitation.
Kului bere undangan.
If I preach on salvation,
amun abdi khotbah kaselamatan.
I give opportunity to receive Christ.
Bere waktu keur narima Kristus.
If I preach the baptism of the Holy Spirit,
amun abdi khotbah baptisan Roh Kudus.
I pray for children to receive.
Abdi ngadoa supaya barudak narima.
If I preach on healing,
amun khotbahna kawarasan.
Then I lay hands on the sick.
Terus numpangkeun leungeun ka nu gering.
We must draw in the net.
Urang kudu metot heurap.
Even with the children.
Malah jeung barudak.
In a very clear way.
Dengan cara nu jelas.
I always give them steps to take.
Kalasna abdi mere lengkah nu dipacu.
First I have them bow their heads.
Mimiti supaya tungkul.
I have them close their eyes.
Tuluy peureum.
Sometimes this takes a few minutes.
Perlu sabeberapa menit.
But eventually it happens.
Akhirna dilakukeun.
Then I tell them to be very quiet.
Dibere katerangan supaya tenang.
I make my invitation very clear.
Undangan teh jelas pisan.
I ask them a question.
Loh, abdi nanya.
Have you ever asked Jesus into your heart?
Kungsi sadayana nyuhunkeun Yesus ngancik dina hate?
Has he ever become your Lord and your Savior?
Kungsi mantenna jadi Gusti jeung juru salamet?
If you have already done this, I ask you to raise your hand. I look over the crowd. I tell the children to put their hands down. I do this with the children first, to confirm those who already know the Lord. Because I do not want the same children coming to me every Sunday. Then I ask them to pray again. If you've never asked Christ into your heart, Jesus does not live in you, but you want Him to come in your heart, I want you to raise your hand right now. I do this step by step. I make each step very clear. Then I say, if you raise your hand, I want you to stand on your feet. Sometimes I have to repeat this two or three times. Then I have them finally come to me. When they come to the front of the room,
waktu maranehna maju ka hareupeun kelas,
we whisper in their ear,
dingareos ka maranehna,
why did you come?
Nah, make datang.
We are looking for the answer.
Abdi keur ngadagoan jawaban.
I want to ask Jesus in my heart. If a child doesn't know why he came, he's not ready to receive Christ, we send him back to his seat. But if he can give me the answer, he knows why he's come. We pray with that child. We teach them what it means to be saved. This happens off to the side while the teacher continues to teach. It is important that we preach even to children, because God is no respecter of persons. The same gospel message that reaches the big person can reach the small person. Because we all have an eternal spirit. We must understand this principle. We are not compromising the Word of God. We are only making this so that a child can understand it. For this reason, I turn you to Matthew 13:19.
Kulantaran alasan ieu hayu urang buka Matius 13 ayat 18.
Jesus told us that we must preach so that people can understand.
Ngajelaskeun ka urang kudu ngawartakeun Injil nepi ka ngalarkeun.
Some people think that it's not important for children to understand.
Aya nu mikir keur barudak mah teu kudu ngarti.
But we gear down the message.
Bebejakeun bae Injil.
Not for the spirit of the child.
Lain ngan ku roh barudak.
But for his mind. Listen to what Jesus said. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then comes the wicked one and catches away what was sown in his heart. As the teacher of children, my job is to make them to understand. So I must go down to his level to preach so that he can understand. I become the servant of the children. Paul said, I have made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more. Because of this, I have seen thousands, tens of thousands of little children who have come to know Christ. I've been doing this for many years. Now these children have grown up. And my church is filled with them. They are the backbone of my church. They are people who came to Christ many years ago. God made an impression in their lives, even though they were very young. But now they have followed through. They have kept their commitment. They have become an army. This is possible in any nation. Because this is not American culture. The Word of God is the same in every nation. And these are the principles of the word.
Yaitu prinsip Tuhan.
I exhort you therefore.
Begitu Nabi ngadesak.
To trust the Holy Spirit.
Percaya Roh Kudus.
To give you ideas.
Supaya dibasihan ide-annya.
Take these tools that I have given you.
Bahwa parabot nutos dibikin ku abdi.
Begin with these things.
Membikin ku hal iya.
And the Lord will give you more.
Gusti bakal masihan lebih.
It is a spiritual law.
Yaitu hukum rohani.
That if you use what you have.
Mencadrek ngegunakan naun wayah.
God will give you more.
Gusti bakal masihan lebih.
Give out what you have,
and
it will be given unto you. In the early days of my ministry, I did not have many sermons, but I began to preach what I had, and I had to divide my messages. They would grow and grow and grow. The more that I gave, the more God gave me. And this is true in the children's ministry. When you preach the word to children, God will give you new ideas. Look for objects that the Bible speaks about. The Bible speaks about rocks. It speaks about seed. It speaks about the snake. It speaks about the sword.
Al pedang.
It speaks about the hammer.
Al kampak.
It speaks about a tree.
Al tangkal.
It speaks about fruit.
Al buah.
All of these things are given to us
sakabehna dipasikeun ka urang
that we might use them to teach.
Kudu bisa makena keur ngajar.
And children are captivated
sarta barudak katarik
by what they see.
Naon nu katempo.
Many years ago there was a study done here in America.
Puluhan taun nu kaliwat aya studi di Amerika.
It was found that children learned more by seeing than by hearing. More than 80% of what they learned came through the gate of the eyes. But preaching is done with hearing. So we must preach the word, but give a demonstration for the eyes. By combining these two things, we have the most powerful way of proclaiming the message. Praise God. Praise God. I sense in my heart that this truth is going deep into your heart. That you're going to begin to do this. And I am rejoicing even now before I see with my eyes because I know that in your country many, many children will come to know Christ because of the work that you're going to do. Go into all the world, he said, and preach the gospel to every creature. You will do it, even to the children. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yeah.